Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping headfirst, really, into a massive shift happening in the world of work. Forget the old ways, you know, needing that specific piece of paper to prove your worth.
Right.
We're exploring remote job opportunities available right now in 2025 that open doors even if you don't have a traditional college degree.
That's exactly right. And we've pulled a really interesting resource for this one. It's an article from Virtual Mentor Hub ComHom. Pretty hot off the digital press, updated just this April 2025.
Okay.
And it specifically zeroes in on this whole skill-first approach in the remote world.
Yeah, the scene is, well, it's clear. The traditional path isn't the only path anymore. Companies seem to be putting the focus squarely on practical skills, demonstrable experience, especially when they're hiring remotely.
Totally. So our mission in this deep dive is basically to unpack that article. We want to pull out the top pathways it highlights, kind of break down the actual skills you'd need, look at the potential earning power it mentions, and show you exactly where the source says you can, you know, find these opportunities.
So the goal is really for you, the listener, to walk away with a concrete understanding of what's possible for you right now.
Exactly.
And the article kicks off with this really compelling idea. It's almost like a promise, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That you might be much closer than you think to building a, well, a thriving online income stream just by using the skills you already have or can quickly learn, plus an internet connection. Okay, let's unpack that.
Well, that core idea is pretty central to the whole piece, really. The remote work revolution, as the article frames it, it's fundamentally changed the hiring game.
Mm.
Skills demonstrably trump formal certificates now. The internet isn't just like a communication tool anymore. It's become a primary gateway to actual paying opportunities.
And it doesn't care if you have a degree.
Exactly. It just doesn't matter in the same way.
Okay, so diving in. What does this source point to as the first major pathway for someone looking for remote work without that degree?
Right. So the article starts with one that's pretty foundational to the remote economy, but it says it's especially hot in 2025. That's the virtual assistant, or VA.
VA. Okay. Yeah. And why is it so in demand right now, according to this source?
Well, the article points out that with this explosion of online businesses, you know, coaches, content creators.
Yeah, everyone seems to be online now.
Right. The need for help with the administrative load has just gone through the roof. They're all outsourcing tasks like email management, scheduling, research, general organization.
Someone needs to keep the trains running remotely.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
So what skills does the article say are like essential for a VA?
It lists organization, obviously, strong communication, time management, which is, you know, extra important when you're not in the same office.
Definitely.
And familiarity with basic tech tools. The source specifically calls out things like Google Workspace, Notion, and Trello as examples.
Got it. Those project management and organization tools.
Exactly. Tools a VA might use to manage tasks and information.
Okay. And what does the article suggest you can actually earn doing this?
The average income range they provide is $15 to $45 per hour.
Hmm. That's a solid starting point with definite room to grow too. Where does the article recommend looking for these kinds of roles?
They list several platforms known for freelance and remote gigs. You've got Upwork, Fiverr, Freelancer, OnlineJobs.ph, and also a company called Belay.
Right, those usual suspects for freelance work.
Yeah.
And they have a pro tip, right? What's a pro tip for VAs?
Yeah, the tip is, instead of just charging hourly, think about creating service packages.
Oh, okay.
It helps you define deliverables more clearly and potentially command higher rates. Makes it less about trading time for money directly.
Smart. Okay, shifting gears slightly. The article also highlights a role that's all about crafting words.
Yes. So the second pathway they talk about is freelance writer.
Makes sense.
And the demand here is just massive because, as the article notes, businesses online need content constantly.
Oh, yeah. Blogs, product descriptions.
Exactly. Blogs to drive traffic, product descriptions that actually sell, website copy that engages people. If you can write clearly and, you know, compellingly, there's definitely opportunity.
So what are the core skills they emphasize for writers? What do you need?
Well, strong writing and grammar are kind of non-negotiable, obviously.
Right. Table stakes.
Yeah. But the source also stresses research skills, being able to quickly get up to speed on a topic, and really importantly for the online world, SEO basics.
Okay, and maybe just quickly, for someone new to that term, SEO basics, what does that mean in this context for a writer?
Good question. For a writer, the article implies it's about understanding how to strategically include certain keywords in your writing so that search engines, like Google, can find and rank the content higher when people search for that topic. Basically, it helps the business get seen.
Perfect. Makes sense. And the incompetent, the source mentions for writing.
They cite a range starting around $30 to $100 plus per article.
For piece.
Yeah. And they also make a point of noting that you know, experienced writers can earn significantly more than that.
Wow. Yeah, that range really shows the potential there as you get better and build a reputation. Where can you find these writing gigs, according to the article?
They list the ProBlogger job board, contentwritingjobs.com, Upwork again, and even leveraging the Medium Partner Program.
Oh, interesting. So you can earn from your own published work, too.
Yeah, showcasing your skills while potentially earning.
And the writer's pro tip? From the source.
Don't wait for a client to build a portfolio. That's the key.
Right.
Start writing samples on your own blog or on Medium. It's the like quickest way to actually show potential clients what you can do.
Good advice. Proactive.
Exactly. Okay, moving into, let's say, the visual and engagement side of the internet. The third job the article focuses on is social media manager.
Ah, yeah. This role makes total sense remotely. Why does the source say it's particularly hot right now, though?
Well, because everyone from like tiny small businesses to personal brands, they know they need a strong social media presence.
They feel like they have to be there.
Precisely. But the vast majority have, frankly, no idea how to actually build one or stay consistent or make it grow effectively.
So you become the expert they desperately need.
You got it. That's the opportunity.
So what skills does the article list for this role? What do you need to bring?
Okay, a key one is understanding current social media trends. You have to know what's working. And they specifically mention platforms like TikTok and Instagram.
Right, the big ones right now.
Yeah. You also need basic design tools. They mentioned Canva as a really common example.
Canva's everywhere.
It really is. Copywriting skills, obviously, for crafting those captions and posts. And familiarity with scheduling tools like Buffer, Later, or Hootsuite to manage everything efficiently.
So it's kind of a blend then. Creativity, strategy, and some tech know-how.
That sums it up well. And the income potential per client.
Yeah, what's that look like?
The article states an average income range of $300 to $1,500 plus per month per client.
Wow. Okay, per client. So managing just a few clients like that definitely adds up quickly.
Absolutely.
Where does the source suggest looking for these opportunities? Finding those clients.
Did they mention specific Facebook groups actually giving online jobs for creatives as an example?
Okay.
Upwork, again, LinkedIn is mentioned, and also doing direct outreach to small businesses you see online that could maybe use some help.
Makes sense. Be proactive again.
Yeah. And the pro tip for aspiring social media managers.
What's the inside scoop?
Don't just offer, you know, posting schedules. Offer content creation plus analytics reports.
Ah, show the results.
Exactly. Showing the client the results of your work justifies charging higher rates. Proof of value.
That's smart. Very smart.
Now, this next part from the source, it really resonates, I think, with everything we've just discussed. Mm-hmm. The article includes this this powerful quote.
Oh, yeah. What does it say? It says, "Your degree doesn't define your destiny. Your skills, mindset, and action do. In the remote world, opportunity belongs to the doers."
Wow. Opportunity belongs to the doers. That really, like, crystallizes the whole point of the article, doesn't it?
It really does.
Based on these roles we've just looked at, VA, writer, social media manager, it's clearly not about having a specific diploma hanging on the wall.
Not at all.
It's entirely about what you can do. Your practical abilities, your willingness to learn, your attitude, and your initiative in actually going after these opportunities. The source is making a really clear case that this remote landscape rewards demonstrated capability and proactive effort.
Exactly. It's framed as a meritocracy of skills and action. Simple as that.
Okay, let's keep exploring the map this article provides then. What's the fourth job highlighted?
All right, this one is directly tied to the just massive amount of audio and video content being produced today. Transcriptionist.
Okay, so converting audio or video into text. Why is that in high demand right now?
Well, the article points to the boom in things like podcasts.
Like this one.
Exactly. Podcasts, YouTube videos, online courses, webinars, all these formats generate hours and hours of audio.
Right.
And that audio often needs to be transcribed for accessibility or searchability.
Yeah.
Or maybe repurposing into blog posts or other content.
Makes sense. Lots of raw material being created. What skills are key for a good transcriptionist, according to the source?
Okay. Good listening skills, obviously, number one. paired with fast and accurate typing and a strong attention to detail, you know, catching nuances, jargon, potential errors.
Accuracy is key there, I imagine.
Absolutely. And the income potential for this, how does that look? It's typically listed per audio minute. The article says $0.50 to $1 per audio minute.
Okay, so translating, say, a 30-minute video could potentially earn you $15 to $30.
Yeah, roughly in that ballpark.
Where does the article suggest looking for transcription work? Are there specific places?
Yes. Platforms specifically designed for this type of work. They mention Rev, GoTranscript, TranscribeMe, and Scribee.
Got it. Dedicated platforms.
And the pro tip for someone just starting out in transcription. How do you get your foot in the door?
The advice is to begin with shorter audio tasks.
Ah, okay. Start small.
Yeah. This helps you build speed, get your accuracy up, and build credibility on those platforms as you get started. Prove yourself on smaller jobs first.
Good practical advice.
Definitely. And finally, the fifth pathway mentioned is perhaps the most dynamic and potentially the most varied in terms of outcome. That's content creator.
Okay.
And the article was careful to mention this could be building a personal brand or even operating a faceless channel.
That's really interesting that the source emphasizes you don't have to be like a traditional influencer in the spotlight.
No, not at all. Just have a niche you're interested in and be consistent. That's the core message.
And why is this viable now?
Well, the article highlights that channels like YouTube, TikTok, and even Instagram Reels have built-in monetization paths now.
Right. They pay creators directly.
Exactly. They're literally paying creators based on views and engagement. So it's a direct route to earning if you can produce content that people actually want to watch.
Okay, makes sense. What skills are mentioned as being necessary for this if you want to be a creator?
Video editing is crucial. And the source specifically lists some user-friendly tools like CapCut, Canva, there it is again, useful for graphics or simple edits, and InShot.
Right, accessible tools.
Yeah. Basic scripting skills are needed too, just to structure your content. Plus, research. And importantly, storytelling to keep people hooked.
Storytelling. That's definitely a skill that translates just about everywhere, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Now, the income range for this category, the article points out it's incredibly wide.
Yeah, I saw that. What was it?
It does. They list $100 all the way up to $10,000 plus per month.
Wow.
And they're really clear that this depends massively on factors like your view count, your chosen monetization methods, ads, affiliates, whatever, and potential brand deals down the line.
So it's the pathway with perhaps the highest ceiling.
Potentially, yes.
But also the most variability, especially when you're just starting out.
For sure. It's a longer game, maybe.
That massive range really shows the potential, but also the journey involved, I guess. Where does the article suggest people get started as a content creator? Like, platform-wise?
They mention the major platforms themselves, so YouTube and TikTok primarily. And also creator support platforms like Ko-fi or Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon.
Ah, places to build community and get direct support.
Exactly. Earn directly from your audience.
Okay. And the article's pro tip for content creators. What's the suggestion there?
They suggest maybe considering starting a faceless channel first.
Interesting. How?
Like using AI tools for content ideas or maybe even voiceovers, focusing on trending concepts in a niche.
Okay.
And then monetize initially with things like affiliate links or maybe creating and selling simple digital products related to your niche.
Gotcha. Lower barrier to entry that way, perhaps.
Seems to be the idea. So when you look across all five of these examples, the VA, the writer, social media manager, transcriptionist, and content creator.
Yeah. The article really demonstrates the breadth of opportunities out there in the remote market in 2025. Opportunities that truly value practical skills and action over those formal degrees.
It really underscores that central theme from the source, doesn't it? There are diverse pathways, different skill sets needed, and tangible income potential across the board. And it's all accessible online without needing that specific diploma.
Yeah. And bringing it to the final thoughts section of the article, the main takeaway it leaves you with is pretty powerful.
What's the bottom line?
That the remote job market in 2025 is fundamentally open to anyone who is willing to learn the skills and actually take action.
And the source's conclusion isn't shy about it at all. It basically says you absolutely do not need a traditional college diploma to build a successful digital career.
Yep.
The critical elements it highlights are, essentially, having Wi-Fi, dedication to building skills, and following some kind of roadmap, maybe like the one the article itself provides, by listing these opportunities. And they really encourage the idea of just starting, you know, perhaps picking one of these roles that resonates, beginning to build those specific skills and allowing your career to kind of evolve organically from there, rather than feeling like you need everything perfectly figured out up front.
Yeah, less pressure that way. The article doesn't position building a remote career as some, like, unattainable fantasy either. It states it pretty directly, doesn't it? It says, it isn't a dream, it's your next step.
Yeah. Which I think raises an interesting question for you, the listener, to consider based on everything we've just pulled from this source material.
Right.
Thinking about these examples of the skills involved and this core idea that action is key, what single skill could you start building or maybe improving starting today, right now? That might just be the catalyst for your own next step into this remote work world.